Let every breath we have praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Amen.
I apologize. I'm a little raspy this morning, but I am Deacon Bob. And on behalf of our pastor, Father Mario, our very fine celebrant this morning, Father Scott, we welcome you today to the faithful family that is St. Cyril. To anyone visiting with us here this morning, we hope you feel at home here, and please know that our doors and our hearts are always open for you. The opening of today's gospel should sound awfully familiar to you, for in that opening we are given the one prayer that Jesus taught us. This scripture is the basis for the Our Father prayer that we use every day. Now, wrap your head around that for a moment. Some 2,000 years ago, God in the flesh, God the Son, teaches us how to pray to Him. This prayer should be part of your daily existence. Now, there are some obvious things we can learn from this prayer, starting with it is mutual and collective in nature. All believers together address God as Father, our Father. And then we honor the holiness to God in how we pray. Hallowed be your name. Understand the sacred nature of God the Father. And then we follow that with our desire to have the kingdom of God. Not off in some distant future date, but let's have that kingdom of God here and now. And then the petitions that follow are, in fact, features of the kingdom of God. Bread each and every day. Forgiveness, both received and given. And after Jesus teaches us how to pray, he gives strong direction on how often. The final few verses reinforce the necessity of repeatedly praying to God for all our needs. Ask, seek, knock. You know, these are not one-time actions. Rather, Jesus is teaching we should always be seeking, continually asking, constantly knocking. For God the Father will not be turned away from such persistence. Rather, God the Father will turn towards and bless his children who do continually seek him out. Amen?
Amen.
Now, persistent prayer, that's a large part of spiritual growth. And spiritual growth then leads to spiritual strength. And your spiritual strength matters tremendously. For it is through that spiritual strength that you can stay true to the faith and true to the life-giving redemption offered through Christ Jesus. But spiritual strength is not something you just happen to have. Rather, it's something that needs to be fed and nourished as part of your daily life on this side of the cross. You know, we feed our bodies 3, 4, 5 times a day. But for many Christians, the spiritual side is starving, fed maybe once a week at Mass or during a few quick moments of prayer at night or in the morning. Recognize if it's not fed, your spiritual strength will weaken and wither away. And the consequences of that are tremendous. Now, it starts with an honest self-appraisal and recognizing the signs of spiritual weakness. Is your prayer life short and occasional? Is your praise of God non-existent? Does your worship lack focus? Is your commitment to Jesus only lukewarm or when it's convenient? When your faith is challenged, do you shrink and turn away? Is your heart clean and full of joy? Or is it angry and resentful at others and at life itself? You know, I offer these questions not to condemn anyone. Rather, I offer them as a simple assessment to show and understand spiritual strength manifests itself and is witnessed through our words and our actions. And if those are wanting, It is a sign our spiritual strength is lacking and needs nourishment. From 1 Peter chapter 2. Rid yourselves of malice and deceit. Like newborn infants, long for pure spiritual milk, so that you may grow into salvation, for you have tasted that the Lord is good. Let yourself be built into a spiritual house. Scripture is telling us directly, feed your spiritual strength. Now please understand this too. There is no limit. There is no top end of spiritual strength. Regardless of your level, whether it's weak or whether it's strong, never be satisfied that it is sufficient. Spiritual strength has to be maintained and it has to grow. Look at the earthly life of Jesus. He never once stopped and said, I'm good enough. Rather, he kept moving towards the Father with every step he took all the way to the cross. Now, one of the steps necessary to feed spiritual strength is to embrace humility. And again from 1 Peter, clothe yourself with humility, for God opposes the proud, but bestows favor on the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You know, God does not respond favorably to pride. Rather, he gives grace to the humble. Now, humility here does not mean you become a doormat to everyone. What this humility means is that you lay aside that self-promoting pride, the pride that comes with that attitude that I am superior somehow to others, the pride that says, I know better than God what path my life needs to follow. Proverbs 3, verse 7 warns us, do not be wise in your own eyes. So instead, push that pride aside, and with humility, pray your thanks to God, for all that you have is because of him. And with humility, empty yourself of the world and the flesh and the blood desires. Let that Holy Spirit within you take control of your life and your destiny. And then couple to that humility a steady, unrelenting approach to faith and to God. In all matters of life, good or bad, seek God first. You know, when making decisions in your life, you must add God and the faith component. For without God and faith involved, you are making decisions then that are lacking in full wisdom. And then feed your strength with prayer often. Read the Word of God often. Allow your worship to breathe and be alive. Embrace all the promises that are ours through Christ Jesus. Share your faith with others. For when you do so, not only will you strengthen them, it will strengthen your faith also. And again, knock. And keep knocking. Ask and keep asking. Seek and keep seeking. Amen?
Amen.
Your spiritual strength matters. For whether you recognize it or not, you are under attack. Both individually from evil and publicly from Christian persecution. Both require sturdy, strong, spiritual strength to withstand. The devil is a jealous being. He does not want you to grow closer to God, so he will fight you every step of the way with lies and temptation. Evil is relentless and will not stop trying to break your faith and lead you away from God. From 1 Peter chapter 5, be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Scripture calls him your opponent, For indeed, he is. You are in a fight with him. His weapons and tactics are deceitful, and they are many. One of his many weapons is the lie about time. He will try to convince you that your time for other activities takes precedence over prayer, takes precedence over time spent in worship and praise of Jesus. He will try to convince you that you are so busy that time spent in church is not always needed. Or evil will use the trials on this side of the life, on this side of the cross in life, to promote discouragement within. When something in life goes wrong, the devil is there whispering in your ear, you're no good. Your life doesn't make a difference. And in those times of trouble, he might may try to convince you that God has forsaken you. Or worse, he may try to convince you that God does not exist. Now, there are many more deceitful tactics used by evil. A common mistake many Christians make is to underestimate the activity of the devil and the relentless attacks to influence your thoughts and weaken your faith. But with strong spiritual strength, you can stand tall and withstand those attacks. From James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit yourself to God, says the Bible. Submitting yourself to God is humility, and it is part of nourishing your spiritual strength. Amen?
Amen.
Now, along with the personal attacks by evil, your faith will be tested in the public forum. And those tests in public are going to become more severe with time. The assault on Christianity throughout the world cannot be denied. It is an assault of both deadly violence and concerted efforts to confine and shut down the Christian church and its people of faith. Christianity is the most persecuted religion in the world. Now, here in the U.S., it may not be violent, but the effort to confine and silence Christians is becoming bolder and more intrusive. You know, it started years back with simple attacks, such as the lawsuits demanding the removal of God and Jesus from the public space. This is now routine. But the attacks didn't stop there. Rather, the attacks have escalated. In California this year, a law was proposed requiring the sacred seal of confession to be broken in the Catholic Church. The proposed law would have required the priest to report to civil authorities any confession of child abuse or neglect if the confession was made by an employee of the church. Now, first and foremost, yes, all children, all humans need to be protected from sexual abuse and, frankly, all forms of violence. But that's not the point here. The real point here is that the state government of California tried to legislate and control how the Catholic Church conducts its faith. I mean, think about that. That is an intrusion and a direct assault on Christianity. Fortunately, the law did not pass this time. That does not mean that this particular battle is over, for that is the tactics of those who oppose Christianity, is to keep trying and keep pushing. And as time moves on, there will be more attempts to attack, control, and silence Christianity, and each attack will be deeper and more flagrant. Yes, your spiritual strength does matter to you personally, but it also matters to your brothers and sisters here in Christ, for it is through our collective spiritual strength that we may withstand the mounting persecution to our faith. Do not underestimate the persecution that is coming our way. Amen?
Amen.
So brothers and sisters in Christ, do not let time slip away from you on this one, for we do not know when judgment day will come. Feed your spiritual life the nourishment it needs. And then with that spiritual strength, cast your soul and your heart firmly upon the true goal in life, which is heaven. Begin every day asking the Holy Spirit to move you steps closer to that goal. Throughout the day, seek to do the will of God. Find the ways to share the goodness of Jesus with family and with friends and with everyone you encounter. And in the evening, give time to praise and worship God for the food on the table and the roof over your head and for all the blessings He has bestowed upon you through His merciful grace. And at night, knock loudly, knock often with your prayers so that the doors of God and His goodness are open for you and your family. From Philippians chapter 3. Forget what lies behind. Strain forward to what lies ahead. Continue toward the goal, the prize of God's upward calling in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Saint Cyril. Stay strong in the faith. Never be afraid. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you and your families all the days.
Amen.